The regional government in Castilla-La Mancha, led by Socialist Party First Minister Emiliano García Page, has moved to block the construction of a nuclear waste dump in the town of Villar de Cañas, just hours after Spain's Nuclear Security Council gave the green light for preliminary construction work to begin. El Mundo reported a regional government cabinet meeting on Tuesday morning had decided to increase the size of a nearby natural park and bird protection area from 2,500 acres to 62,000 acres, thus prohibiting any construction work from beginning in the area. The Spanish government wants to store radioactive waste there for up to 100 years. The UN Security Council's Anti-Terrorism Committee has held a meeting in Madrid, bringing together over 200 ministers and deputy ministers from 20 countries. Opening the conference, Mariano Rajoy said that Spain had experience with dealing with terrorism, was on the front line of the fight against terrorism, that no one is free from the claws of the beast, and that he thought the terror threat from Islamic State could be beaten with determination and by fighting together. The terror threat level in Spain was raised to 4 out of a total of 5 following the attack on Western tourists on a beach at a Spanish-owned hotel in Tunisia at the end of June. The Popular Party has chosen the controversial former mayor of the town of Badalona, Xavier Albiol, as its new candidate for first minister in the upcoming regional elections in Catalonia. Mr. Albiol replaces Alicia Sánchez Camacho. Despite the Popular Party receiving the most votes in Badalona at the May 24th local elections, a lack of an overall majority meant Mr. Albiol was ousted from the town hall by a left-wing coalition. Controversy surrounded his election campaign after he promised to keep cleaning the town, an indirect reference to immigration, although he denied any such direct link when asked. The big winner of the fast-track electoral reform being proposed by Mariano Rajoy's Popular Party would be Mariano Rajoy's Popular Party, El Mundo reports, citing a data study carried out by its own journalists. The PP currently holds an overall majority in both the Spanish Congress and the Spanish Senate. If the proposals became law and were applied to May's local election results, the PP would win power in 219 additional towns across the country. The Spanish Socialist Party would lose power in 151. More broadly, conservative parties such as the Basque Nationalist Party or the now-defunct CiU in Catalonia would benefit from the reform, whilst the variety of left-wing or left-wing regionalist parties would lose out. Albert Rivera's party Ciudadanos, considered a potential alternative to the PP for conservative votes, will also lose. Spanish electricity company Endesa reported first-half profits of €870 million between January and June 2015, a 17.1% increase compared to the previous year, Expansión reported. The profits increase on a total first-half revenue of €10.3 billion is more than €100 million more than analysts were expecting. Endesa said the improvements were due to an increase in gross margins, especially in regulated activities, and the positive effect of non-recurring factors such as CO2 certificates.